I don't want to take anything away from what Bradford did. I thought they completely outplayed us in all areas. I thought they were smart in what they did, you know, with around the ruck. They were smart with how they slowed the game down when we were getting a bit of momentum. And we've got to be careful about players, you know, staying down injured and playing for penalties. You know, we don't want to see that coming into the game. But no, I thought they were really smart with what they did with a lot of stuff in the game, and we weren't.
Joel, it was 10-0 in that first half when Isaac Farsua Malawi goes over. It gets disallowed.
What do you think?
Opinion was it was a try.
Yeah, mine is, and I don't. Look, I can't sit here now after we've just been pumped like that by a team who were way, way better than us and start complaining about the referees. I can't. But people can make their own judgments. Whatever the video ref is seeing in some of them decisions, I don't know. But I can't sit here and criticise because it just sounds like sour grapes. But some of the decisions, honestly, you spend half your time watching the screen, watching the same clip 5, 6, 7 times, and it's just boring. It's really, really boring. And everybody in here is nodding their head because everybody agrees. So what do we do about it? Like, let's make a rule, video refs can only watch 3 clips and then they've got to make a decision, yes or no, and then we move on. Whatever decision they make, we move on. But when we're watching the same angle 7 times and you can see the ball's on the ground or it's not, just make a call. They're scared to death of making the wrong call. So is there any massive repercussions for making the wrong decision? Because that's how it seems. It seems like they're so scared of making the wrong decision. They're hesitant and they watch it 5, 6, 7 times. Like I say, I really want to make it clear here, this is not sour grapes. The reason why we lost the game was because Bradford were the better team. But surely everybody in the stand and all the players and all the media are thinking the same thing. Let's speed it up a little bit. Is that the answer? It goes up, you see angle 1, 2 and 3 once, and then you make a decision, yes or no, and then we get on with the game. Because we're trying to emulate what the NRL are doing with the video ref and stuff. It's made the game worse from what I've seen in the first 2 rounds. The way they do it over there is brilliant. Like, the game flows, they just do it in the background, it's quick decisions. They have really, really decisive people in the bunker. And we just haven't got there. And that isn't a criticism of any individuals. I just feel like they feel so under pressure to get the right call that they end up hesitating and making the wrong call most of the time.
We saw one in the Lee Leeds game last week, which was nearly 4 minutes. That no try to yourself this evening was, again, nearly 4 minutes. Is this something?
Well, the captain's challenge as well, like with Wacker Blake. Like, what does Toby Sexton do? I genuinely don't know what he does. To be fair, he made that decision pretty quickly, so I'll accept that. If they make a decision quickly and they get it wrong, I have no qualms with that. But it's the ones what we're watching 7, 8, 9, 10 times, and you still get the wrong decision. So,
how much work do you feel needs doing now ahead of that home game against St. Helens on Saturday night?
A lot of work. We're not going to overreact. I thought Bradford had a brilliant night. I thought it was one of them nights where they were destined to get a result. They've got a great crowd here tonight, and it is really good for them as a club, and I'm genuinely happy. I think they've got a really good coach, a young British coach, which I think we probably need as many of them as we can get. And I think every one of their players did themselves proud, so I really do give credit to them. But for us, we don't need to massively overreact to it, but also we have got to take some serious lessons from it, because it'll be really ugly to watch that one for us as coaches and players.
Just finally from me, those 2 tries back-to-back, so to speak, early in that second half, making it 24-10, did you feel it give yourself a chance?
Yeah, and then we probably left. I can't remember exactly now, but I reckon we left 2 or 3 like genuine try-scoring opportunities out there. And we did that against Huddersfield as well. We were held up over the line a couple of times and we dropped one over the line. So it's a little bit of a a worry when you're leaving tries out there and you're not decisive. But even if we scored them tries, we were so far off tonight, the level that we need to be at to be anywhere near that six this year, then we've got a lot to work on.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.